Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A wide receiver that got drafted by the Buffalo Bills was someone that had gotten mentioned here in Kansas City a little bit. Keon Coleman, Florida State wide receiver. I think there were some Chiefs fans at one point would have been very interested in his services. He had a press conference over the weekend. Seems like he's going to be a fun guy to cover there in Buffalo, but you actually have some concerns about him. Although I don't know how you can be hating on the guy when it seems like he's going to be a fun personality as well.
Nah, man, you forgot I went to school in Michigan for 2 years. You, guess where I got this from though? That I'm saying you got to guess. You're going to be wrong though, but guess.
Time is up.
Nah, Macy's. What you mean? they be on sale on the rack, all the colors. Look, $79.89. Nice little deal. You can get the trench coat for like $100. Nice little. I'll take you there personally. I might go get some more colors. I need a blue one and another red one. I shop like my mom. I get my coats in the summertime. You got to shop a season or two before, just in case, you know, and it'd be cheaper. Because you go at Thanksgiving, everybody in Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying?
That was Keon Coleman. He's
right.
He's getting, but yeah, I mean, honestly.
He's thrifty. I mean, it made a lot of sense. But at a press conference for draft picks, yeah.
Well, he sat down. He was just having fun. He was talking to the media.
Listen, I like the Waffle House as much as anybody.
Okay.
He eats it after every game. He's got his cook's phone number. And he eats McDonald's before every game. I'm just saying, he did run up 461.
He's one of us.
The combo. I'm just saying. What did Booger McFarland say? Kevin Benjamin's one Popeye's biscuit away from a tight end?
Wait, hold on.
If you're a Chiefs fan,
you're saying that already
for Keon Coleman to eat himself out of the league.
Oh, that's your prediction? Would you have said that if he was drafted by the Chiefs? Would you have said
keep eating Waffle House, that 461 will turn into a 481 real quick. No, it's to Buffalo's problem,
he's
though.
He's 20 years old. He's 20 and he's 6'4".
Former Kansas commit.
Bing, right. 2 weeks ago, I thought you said you loved Keon Coleman.
Like, yeah, I'm just saying he's in Buffalo now, right? But he didn't have all those Waffle House comments either.
He's not with us, so I don't
like didn't know he had the cook's name on speed dial.
Don't get him with the nutritionist. Are you saying that, so should Xavier Worthy take on the
Listen,
Waffle House
Listen, I like Waffle House
diet?
Too, but I don't want my first round pick eating it every day.
Xavier Worthy needs to put on about 15, 20 pounds. So
fine.
So you want him to take
not,
on that.
Not that kind of, like, not biscuits and gravy, man.
Hey, Chad Johnson ate McDonald's every day, and
he's also burning a ridiculous amount of calories. I don't think that's fair. Keon Coleman, he's 6'3", 213.
I do a reality show with him. I think he's going to be great. It's going to be a fun interview, but that's Buffalo's issue now. But you know what? They don't even think they have Waffle Houses in Buffalo, do they?
What?
I don't think they have Waffle Houses in Buffalo,
do they? Is that confirmed?
I don't know.
That's a confirmed thing?
It's more of a Southern thing. Do they have Waffle Houses in Buffalo?
I don't know. That seems like it's a problem for him if that's the case. Look,
Keon
Coleman will be interesting to follow, though, because he was like any of these wide receivers, right? When the Chiefs trade up and get Xavier Worthy, and then you have a couple guys go after him, including Pearsall and Leggett, those are two receivers, right? We're going to be keeping an eye on. We did the same thing. People did it when they drafted Sky Moore instead of George Pickens, right? We compared the two. People compared Mecole Hardman to DK Metcalf. We can play this game with every draft pick for every team, by the way, with the exception of basically Kayla Williams and Jaden Daniels, because that's debate's already been happening. But otherwise, that's just how this thing works. 2 years from now, we're going to fast forward and say, all right, between Xavier Worthy and Leggett and Keon Coleman and all, who end up actually having who is the correct pick? This is what makes it fun. This is what people will do.
Well, in effect, they lose that fifth-year option. So you're grabbing somebody at 33. You could have had Leggett. You could have had Worthy. And you have the fifth-year option. So you're not paying that wide receiver heavy tax for a year later. They could have done that, but Buffalo didn't. I love the way that Buffalo played this whole thing as a Chiefs fan. You have to love it. But, yeah, we'll see what happens. But I think Leggett's going to be better than Keon Coleman. I think Xavier Worthy is. I think Buffalo made a mistake.
So his pregame meal, I would play, but there's music in the background.
All right.
Two spicy McChicken with extra mayo.
That's why I want my number one receiver eating.
Oreo McFlurry and a 6-piece nugget.
That's pregame. Right. He'd be a tight end soon, man.
Oh, he'll just
keep eating. Let's not
work with the Bills nutritionist. They'll get
keep
that diet
Keon.
Figured out a little bit.
Keep eating. Nice job, Buffalo.
What a hater. What a hater, Bink.
You loved him. You loved him too.
I am, but
you
he's a Buffalo's him. Problem. I didn't know he ate all this. I didn't know his eating routine here either.
You didn't know that at the end of the press conference, he'd be like, can I have some of those snacks over
the
there?
The 4.6 140, the slowest in the combine, makes sense now.
Bink, if you were burning the calories a 20-year-old, 6'3", 213-pound professional athlete was, you'd be eating a lot. Now, we can obviously agree that maybe the Oreo shake's not the best path, but other than that, he's going to – I would just like Michael Phelps when he was an Olympic swimmer. The amount of food he ate was insane because he's burning a crap ton of calories.
Chiefs get the fastest guy. They get the slowest guy at the combine within 5 picks.
Hmm.
Or within 3 picks. Or actually, it was 5, yeah, because we 33-28.
It's funny because we're on polar opposites here. You've got Keon Coleman. You're telling me he's going to eat himself out of the league. That's a quote from you. And Xavier Worthy, who the Chiefs have acknowledged, needs to put on about 15 or 20 pounds.
He will. It's much easier to put it on than take it off.
This is true. This is true. For some people.
And we'll see. I don't think 15. Maybe 8 to 10.
You just want Xavier Worthy not to eat his way to 15
pounds. He plays extremely
pounds.
Physical for his size.
I think he needs to eventually get to 1. Then the Chiefs, I thought Red Veach or the Chiefs acknowledged over the weekend, they liked him to get to 175, 180, and they think they can do that with nutritionists.
As a show, you should send him some, or actually, Cody should do a Waffle House theme song because they do have one.
What was, how much did Devontae Smith weigh when he came in? Was it 170?
It was right about.
Or was he thinner than that?
DeSean Jackson was pretty close comp to Xavier Worthy is what they had, but I can't remember at the combine.
Devonta Smith, here we go. Let's see if we can.
Devonta Smith was really small.
Because Devonta was like 6'1" and lean.
Devonta, 6 foot, buck 70.
So
and Worthy's 5'11", a buck 60-ish.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.